At the top of our program, some Lansing families have been enjoying more financial stability recently. That's partly the result of a program launched 2 years ago that created a financial empowerment center here in the capital city. Only five cities in the country received the grants for the initiative, which came from Bloomberg Philanthropies. The idea was to provide free advice to residents experiencing problems related to credit, saving, debt, and banking. Now, the center's newest program is called Lansing Save. It's designed to help families start saving money for post-secondary education while their children are still very young, specifically those entering kindergarten in the fall. Here to tell us more about Lansing Save is Director Jamie King, and we're also pleased to welcome Jose Cisneros, the treasurer for the City and County of San Francisco. Jose's the founder of a similar savings program there. Jamie King, Jose Cisneros, welcome to Current State.
Hi.
Good morning.
I understand you're from Michigan.
I am. I grew up in Muskegon.
Okay. Well, welcome home.
Thanks.
My first question is actually for you, Jose. You started a program similar to Lansing Save, the program we're starting. In San Francisco. It was called Kindergarten to College. How long ago was that, and what were the goals of the program?
We started that program 5 years ago in San Francisco. We were interested in finding a way to help low-income families get their kids queued up for college and have every possibility of success. There was a study that showed that if a child grows up with a college savings account in the child's name, that child is many times more likely to go to college just because aspirations are built up over a lifetime by seeing that account and understanding college is something I'm supposed to do, mm-hmm. and they went ahead and did it. Mm. We wanted to bring that kind of success to every child in San Francisco, so we started a program that now, the same as here, opens up a college savings account for every child that enters kindergarten automatically, no paperwork, no parent signatures, nothing. Every one of the incoming kindergartners mm-hmm. has a college savings account.
Interesting idea. Jamie King, how will Lansing Save mimic kindergarten to college out in California, and how might it differ?
Absolutely. Well, Lansing Save is built from the platform of Kindergarten to College from San Francisco. We also have an automatic and universal program, so all kindergartners enrolled in the Lansing School District are eligible. One of the additional things that we are doing is we are really looking at involving the parents as well in this program through their participation, working through the Office of Financial Empowerment. So not only are we empowering these kindergartners to start thinking about post-secondary educational opportunities as early as 5 and 6 years old, we're really working with the parents to help them along with their future and with their financial needs as well.
And I understand that there will be a few bucks in these accounts that are set up. Where is that coming from?
Absolutely. We have partnered with Michigan State Federal Credit Union, and they have agreed to seed all of the accounts with $5. And that will continue as we continue to roll out the program for all the kindergartners in Lansing. And additionally, my job is to go out and look for philanthropic contributions and donations as well.
Jose Cisneros, can you say Kindergarten to College is a success?
Yeah, I would say it is a success. What we're doing is we're opening up accounts, same as here, for every incoming kindergartner, and we're reaching out, of course, to parents to encourage them to start saving for their kids' college education. Not too many five-year-olds are quite yet going to the bank and making deposits, so it's really about motivating the parents.
How do you measure that success, though?
Well, we're looking at...
track the deposits?
We open up the accounts actually in a custodial account, so the accounts are actually all opened in the name of the City and County of San Francisco with individual accounts then connected to that account, one account for each child. We therefore have complete access to all the information of the deposits made into the accounts. And so far, we're seeing about 14-15% of all the families have started to save. And what's exciting to us is that those families in just a few short years have saved over $1.3 million of their own family money for their kids' college educations. And these are some of the poorest families in our city.
Mm. Do you receive assistance like Lansing is going to receive assistance from MSU, FCU? Do you have a contributor that puts a few bucks in each of these accounts?
We have funds to to fund the program, both coming from the city. The city puts a significant amount of money in each year to open up the accounts, administer the program, and put the initial deposits in. And then we've raised private money, philanthropic donations as well. And with that money, we're actually offering incentives, cash incentives to the families to motivate them to save. We tell the families, we've opened up this account for you. We've put an initial deposit in, but now we'd like you to save because that's really the only way your kid's going to have money to pay for college. And we'll match your savings. We actually match their savings dollar for dollar up to the first $100 they put in the account. We offer people a chance to double their money. I think that's pretty good these days.
And the community's behind it. There is a consensus amongst the residents of San Francisco that this is a good thing.
Amongst the folks that live there, amongst actually the city leaders who put this into the city's budget each year and have continued to do that. And now we're seeing that thousands and thousands of families are starting to save in these accounts, which I think just shows that we're making a difference in the community.
What, if anything, do you say to the 80% or so of those people who are not participating?
Right. We tell them, hurry up and start saving. That's really what we tell them. You know, what we do is we're trying to build awareness. We have 4,500 kids that start kindergarten each year. Mm-hmm. That we need a pretty massive advertising campaign to reach that many families in a short amount of time. But the good news is we have a long on-ramp to get these families to find a way to start saving. So these kids are in kindergarten. They're 5 years old. We got a few years before they're going to need money for college. So we keep working with the families. We get out in front of the parents every chance we get. We're trying to motivate them, send them good messages. And actually, since we partner with this program for the public schools, it's actually school principals, school teachers, PTAs, and school staff that are helping us deliver that message to get more and more families into the program.
Jamie King, do you anticipate having those kinds of conversations and really embarking on a kind of a promotional campaign to get really get as much participation in this thing? I mean, 15%. I mean, you've saved an awful lot of money in San Francisco. It's impressive. It's really a good thing. But by the same token, there's a huge percentage of people who just don't participate. How are you planning to deal with that?
Absolutely. And that's part of our programming as well. We also will be doing the matching and incentive programs for our students just to go ahead and encourage the participation of the parents, because we know that the custodial parent is really who's honing in the message for those students. But we're also very, very lucky to have the partner of Lansing School District, and we have the support of central administration as well as the school principals and teachers as well, helping to really push the message of Lansing Save and looking at post-secondary opportunities as early as kindergarten, asking the students, who do you envision that you want to be when you grow up?
Mm-hmm. We're talking about the new Lansing Save program being started by the Lansing Financial Empowerment Center with Director Jamie King, who you just heard from. We're also joined today by Jose Cisneros, the treasurer for the City and County of San Francisco. He started a similar program there. Jamie, Lansing's Financial Empowerment Center is in the last year of a 3-year pilot program. Is the initial Bloomberg grant money running out?
It will run out as of December. However, we are fully funded for the calendar year of 2016, thanks to the support from the mayor through the general fund, a grant from the city from the community development block grant dollars, the Ingham County Treasurer's Office, Capital Area Community Services, and others.
Okay. Now, the goals outlined for the Lansing Financial Empowerment Center early back in 2013 included in assisting 4,000 people free of charge with problems related to credit, debt, savings, and banking. How many have been served?
We've served 2,269 clients.
Mm. That's quite a bit short of your goal here. How did that happen?
Well, we found that our clients were more engaged and anticipated, and therefore were coming to more sessions. So even though we weren't reaching more numbers, the people that we were reaching were coming back for repeat sessions. So that is the benefit, and that's the lift that we have at this time that we're very proud of.
Where do people get more information about Lansing Save?
Lansing Save, you can reach us through our website at www.lansingmi.gov/LansingSave.
You were both at a gathering in Detroit yesterday. Financial Empowerment Summit. Who attended? What was on their minds, Jose?
Well, this was a gathering put together by a local group called CDAM that's looking at financial empowerment programs across the state of Michigan. And I saw representatives from all over the state that were coming together to hear about these types of financial empowerment programs, both the financial empowerment centers like they've opened here a while ago in Lansing, but more specifically on the children's savings accounts programs that are happening here, and I believe another one in Berry County that's going to be starting soon, and maybe others in other cities across the state. It was exciting to see the energy around finding a way to help kids be more successful in their chance to go to college.
Jamie, does Lansing Save tie into the Lansing Promise in some way?
It is. We've been talking recently, and what we'd like to think of it is as the trifecta of hope, promise, and save. Hope doesn't start until the sixth grade, and promise is given at time of graduation for that scholarship opportunity. But what the board of directors found was that the conversations needed to be happening earlier with students. So save is kind of that foundational piece that will start those conversations as early as kindergarten, and then will grow with the students as they matriculate through high school.
Our program is really about Michigan, so we don't often get guests from California here in Studio S. Much has been made of California's revenue situation and its debt. Let me put you on the spot for just a second, Jose. As a city and county treasurer, especially, how do you assess the state's financial challenges?
You know, the state of California has had a lot of financial challenges for a long, long time, and there's been a number of reasons for that. I really credit our current governor, who just is now beginning his second term there, who I think is really getting down to the business of putting the state into a better fiscal and financial position
Jerry Brown, correct?
Whatever you might like or not like about Jerry Brown, I think he's doing a great job of continuing to work hard to improve the financial situation for the state. And he's doing it at a time when the economy globally is rebounding and there's actually some funds flowing in. And more of that is paying off debt that maybe shouldn't have been there in the first place and also going into reserves to help us through the next period of difficulty. I think really, you know, anything you'd call good financial times in the state of California might still be a ways off. But the good news is the city of San Francisco is doing really well, and we're doing, in fact, better financially than the state. So we're continuing to keep our books in order while participating with the state to make things better for everybody in the state of California.
Good for you. Glad to hear about it. We want to thank our guests, City and County of San Francisco Treasurer Jose Cisneros, also Jamie King, director of the new Lansing Save program designed to help families in Lansing save money for post-secondary education. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks.
Thank you.